We bowed until the car had turned the corner, and then Mameha led me back into the garden of the Cabarenjo Theater, where we took a seat on a stone bench overlooking the carp pond and peered into the bag Nobu had given me. It contained only a tiny box wrapped in gold-colored paper embossed with the name of a famous jewelry store and tied with a red ribbon. I opened it to find a simple jewel, a ruby as big as a peach pit. It was like a giant drop of blood sparkling in the sunlight over the pond. When I turned it in my fingers, the glimmer jumped from one face to another. I could feel each of the jumps in my chest.
"I can see how thrilled you are," Mameha said, "and I'm very happy for you. But don't enjoy it too much. You'll have other jewels in your life, Sayuri. Plenty of them, I should think. But you'll never have this opportunity again. Take this ruby back to your Okia and give it to Mother."
To see this beautiful jewel and the light that seeped out of it painting my hand pink, and to think of Mother with her sickly yellow eyes and their meat-colored rims, well, it seemed to me that giving this jewel to her would be like dressing up a badger in silk. But of course, I had to obey Mameha.
"When you give it to her," she went on, "you must be especially sweet and say, 'Mother, I really have no need for a jewel like this and would be honored if you'd accept it. I've caused you so much trouble over the years. But don't say more, or she'll think you're being sarcastic.'"
When I sat in my room later, grinding an ink stick to write a note of thanks to Nobu, my mood grew darker and darker. If Mameha herself had asked me for the ruby, I could have given it to her cheerfully. But to give it to Mother. I'd grown fond of Nobu and was sorry that his expensive gift would go to such a woman. I knew perfectly well that if the ruby had been from the chairman, I couldn't have given it up at all. In any case, I finished the note and went to Mother's room to speak with her. She was sitting in the dim light, petting her dog and smoking.
"What do you want?" she said to me. "I'm about to send for a pot of tea."
"I'm sorry to disturb you, Mother. This afternoon, when Mameha and I left the theater, President Nobu Toshikazu was waiting for me."
"Waiting for Mameha-san, you mean?"
"I don't know, Mother, but he gave me a gift. It's a lovely thing, but I have no use for it."
I wanted to say that I would be honored if she would take it, but Mother wasn't listening to me. She put her pipe down onto the table and took the box from my hand before I could even offer it to her. I tried again to explain things, but Mother just turned over the box to dump the ruby into her oily fingers.
"What is this?" she asked.
"It's the gift President Nobu gave me. Nobu Toshikazu of Iwamura Electric, I mean."